You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's a great day right here at Inspired News Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mind Your Own Business. I am your host, your Sherpa, your guide through the ages, as I have been bringing you some of the best entrepreneurs and some of the best information that we can get you on business. And I am Scott Sullivan. Most of you know me as Sales with Sully, another show that I do every week for the sales professionals of the world. But on Mind Your Own Business every week, we find you some of the greatest entrepreneurs, some of the greatest business people, and this week is no exception. I am so excited. I am so excited. You know that we have been talking a lot about health and wellness. We have been talking a lot about this pandemic and this coronavirus, and how do you keep yourself, you know, yourself sane, and how do you keep yourself motivated, and how, you know, not being able to go to the gym, and what are the things. We've had a lot of guests on, and today we have got the guru. I mean, a name that comes completely out of the past from 100 years ago, many, what feels like millennials ago. A guy by the name of Jack LaLanne came up in conversation today when we were talking about this gentleman, because he's that much of a guru. He grew up in the fitness industry. He has been dedicated his entire life to it since the mid to late 80s. This is all he's done. And today, my guest is CEO, founder, and activist of Movita CBD and Superfoods, Al Morrington. How are you, Al? And welcome to Mind Your Own Business.
Doing great, Scott.
Okay, well, I am so glad that you are doing great. I'm hoping and praying that you have your family and your unit down there in Southern California is all healthy and safe with all of this quarantining going on and the distancing and all the things that are happening. I know that you mentioned you have a family member that has some things going on, but is, for the general part, how are you doing through this pandemic?
We're doing good, doing really good. You know, we've been working on building our immune system for quite some time.
Well, that's excellent. I am so glad. Well, as you know, most of my listeners, every single week, they love to talk about the origin story. And all of my super fans, I am so appreciative of them, because I couldn't do what I do every week if it weren't for them. They love to hear sort of how you got your feet on this path and what happened. So what I'd like to do is, before we get into all the details about Movita and some of the great things, let's talk a little bit about you and how you found yourself on this path. And also, let's talk a little bit about the life-changing. I mean, and I mean this literally, guys, you've got to pay attention. The life-changing things that have happened to you as a young man, as you, you know, started into your 30s, and the health and wellness issues that you were facing, and how you found your way through that. And literally, and I mean this, just, this is so crazy that I can say this, literally opened your eyes back up to the future of what, you know, superfoods, CBD oils, and some of these things like Movita could do for us. So tell us a little bit about your background, how you got in this, and then tell us the story about your transformation of what's been happening.
Okay, so I mentioned that I've been involved in health and wellness my whole life and fitness. But when I was in sixth grade, when I went to my first eye exam, I was told that I have markers for glaucoma and that eventually one day I would go blind, right? So that was, you know, I didn't even know what that meant or anything like that. But, you know, fast forward, you know, into, you know, high school, adulthood and everything. I was in fitness, competed in powerlifting and all this kind of stuff. I started, a fitness company, you know, in 87, and, you know, wellness company, and, you know, grew that, you know, created programs, you know, 21 day reset, AWOL way of life, and just help people overcome and manage a variety of conditions. Right. And when I, turned 30 years old, I was told that the glaucoma was active, it was kicked in, and that eventually I was going to go blind one day, and because there is no cure, and there still is not. And so that set me on a path to figure out, you know, like how to stop this stuff, you know, from stop myself from going blind. And, you know, along the way, I created these programs, you know, and we're helping people and stuff. But it took me 17 years to figure out that cannabis oils could stop the progression of my glaucoma. You know, I came up with a cannabis oil formulation, and I was able to stop the progression. And I did that for like 3 years, and just like I had these extractors, you know, extracting according to my, you know, principles, and I was just trying to do my regular life. And along the way, they lost their soul and started producing bad stuff for me. And I got a bad batch. And from that bad batch, it wasn't effective. I went blind within 7 days of having a bad batch because my glaucoma was super active. So it took me a couple days to find more stuff, you know, because I'm involved with the, you know, cannabis industry and the CBD industry. So I was able to find another extractor and got some more oils, and I slowly got my vision back. And when I found that new extractor, I started Movida that day, right? I thought of the name that day. My original company is My Fit Life, and I was like, I need more than My Fit Life can give me. So Movida literally means more life. It's Spanglish for more life, you know? So, and then, you know, I just went on this path, you know, and we created, it was a cannabis company at first, you know, it was high THC, and that's what was working. And then I discovered CBD along the way, and, you know, it's not psychoactive. And I was starting to have really good success with people with other conditions, right? And so I started, I transformed into a CBD company, and then I was able to create formulations that help my eyes even better with the high CBD formulations. So it's really awesome.
Wow. That's so, for our listeners that don't know, so I mean, we've all heard the word glaucoma over the years, but the physical definition or the physical attributes of glaucoma are associated with the optic nerve deteriorating. And there's usually a very high pressure inside the eye. The ocular cavity then gets a lot of pressure. So there's a tendency for there to be pain affiliated with that. So as this was progressing for you, was that what you were experiencing? You know, high pain, you know, patchy, yeah, you know, vision loss, and then eventually complete vision loss.
Yeah. So there's a closed angle, open angle glaucoma, stuff like that. So they usually call it the silent thief of sight, you know, because a lot of times people don't know because there's no pain involved. I have the one that has the heavy duty pain. So like crazy skull crushing migraines. So, my glaucoma is so advanced that if I stop taking my oils, in just over 24 hours, my vision will start to break apart. And what I mean by that is, like an old photograph, if you were to have an old photograph and you crinkle it up and then open it back up, all the little cracks that you see in there, that's what my vision will start to look like. And then it'll start to go in. And in a week or less, I literally go blind. It's happened before, and it's almost like I've gone through three different hiccups, you know, and it's along the way. So it's really scary, but in just 3 days, I go into daily migraines from that.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So it's not something that's really enjoyable, right? But yeah, there's it's crazy skull crushing pain.
And when did you, so, I mean, that's, but you didn't show or exhibit any symptoms as a younger man, because I'm trying to think of, you know, the pressure that is exerted on your body when you're doing powerlifting and some of the fitness exercises and some of the stuff that I know about you that, you know, you're not just in this halfway. I mean, you are, this is, you're completely immersed. So how does that affect, you know, in your earlier days, you probably weren't having that, those symptoms, you know, on a regular basis. But now that you're a little bit older, you're in your, I'm assuming you're in your late 30s, early 40s now, and you're now looking at, you know, how does this affect your, you know, if I'm doing cardio, if I'm doing weightlifting, you know, those are different aspects. If I'm running on a treadmill or on a Stairmaster, that's a different exertion than if I'm, you know, pumping 100 pounds in the air on a bench press and my body feels it different. So is that a difference? Have you had to modify your entire way of life because of the glaucoma?
They tell you that you should, you know, but they also don't know how to stop it either, you know? So yeah, they say that, like, you know, that this pressure and, like, you know, the lifting could cause a bunch of pressure and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, I've won nationals in powerlifting, you know, twice, got second place in the world. I set 6 state records in California, you know, and, you know, I'm the only one in the world that has success with a glaucoma, right? Besides the people that I'm helping, I have like 19 people underneath me that I'm helping, wow. But the only people on Movida are the only ones I know. I ask in groups too, you know, like, groups that total over 1 million people with eye issues, and nobody is having success, you know. And I've having, like, this is going on 7+ years of sustained success, you know. So it's not just something like, oh, this worked once or it works a little bit. Like, you know, I'm with continual improvement. You know, I could drive, pass driver's tests, and all these kinds of things.
Wow. So that's fantastic. So you've got to be a rock star in the glaucoma world, because I mean, people have got to be flocking to you from all over the world to say, you know, I'm suffering from this same debilitating disease and you're obviously having some success. So they've got to be reaching out and contacting you like crazy. Well, then let's talk a little bit about then, as you were coming through this process, as you were formulating this, then all of a sudden, obviously, you know, you needed it for your own personal treatment. You know, you needed the CBD oil. And I know that the treatment for glaucoma is often a eye drop. So when you keep talking about the CBD oils, are these being ingested or are you actually putting them as drops in your eyes, or are they ocularly, or are you ingesting them?
I ingest it. So I don't do drops in my eyes. And, that's one of the things where I think the medical establishment or whatever you want to call it, has it wrong. You know, they treat symptoms, you know, and, you know, I'm a holistic health practitioner, you know, so we treat the body as a whole and just get it functioning properly so it can take care of itself. Right. So, they're just going into the eye because they think, oh, the eye, you know, it's not about that, you know, the cannabinoids are essential nutrients that your body needs, you know, in order to achieve homeostasis, in order to achieve a balance in your body, you know, and that's all it's doing for me.
So you're doing so I have a lot of my listeners. There's a lot of people in my circle of influence and my friends, myself included. There are a lot of us that have been taking CBDs and are trying to facilitate. I love the word activist. I love that you're an activist for the cannabis industry and for the fitness industry both, and how they, you know, kind of overlap, that Venn diagram of the cannabis industry circle and the fitness circle, and how they're, you know, that area in between of the two where they cross over, because there's so much more testing that has to be done. We have you know, 75% of our pharmaceuticals in the world today come from or were derived from some plant somewhere in the world. And it seems like our big pharma has forgotten, as they forgot that, you know, long before there was aspirin, there was an aloe vera plant that grew in the desert. You know, long before there was an OxyContin, there was, you know, other treatments that were found and passed down through the ages of people that, you know, were using it from even the holistic, I mean, literally, you know, using part of the plant. And now today we've seemed to think that, oh, if it's not synthesized in a, you know, some petroleum or carbon, long carbon string, then obviously it's not working, you know, but you've got to be a huge draw and activist for that, because you are that special, you know, area in between the two circles where you're overlapping both and bringing it out to the world. And that's how Movita was found. You know, you found Movita because you needed to cross over both of those worlds.
Founded it. Yeah. Definitely. You know, it's all holistic health, you know, like I've always from the get-go, classified the cannabinoids, you know, THC and CBD, you know, CBG, CBC, all of them as essential nutrients. It's not a medicine or anything like that. It's something that's lacking in our diet that we absolutely need. We have an endocannabinoid system that needs to be fed. And if we do not feed it, then we're going to malfunction somehow. I present in glaucoma. Other people will have it in diabetes, high blood pressure, et cetera. But it's all just because their body is out of whack, out of balance, and they're not able to function properly. And then when you actually give them the essential nutrients that they need, you know, and you know, the cannabinoids being one of them, then they're going to function better. It's going to allow them to function properly. And that's why it affects so many different things. Like how can it affect this, and all these conglomeration of things? And it's not that. It's just creating homeostasis or balance in your body and allowing your body to function properly.
So tell us then about Movita, and tell us a little bit about Movita and its, you know, its quality control, quality assurance. How do you pick, you know, I'm assuming you're manufacturing the product or you're overseeing the manufacturing of the product to a certain specification. So how are you as a company then, you know, guaranteeing that quality? Because one of the things that comes up almost every day in the circles of talking about CBD, talking about anything in the cannabis industry, is that there's always this faction, this group of people off to one side that says, well, you know, you can't, if you're not making it in a lab, if you're not, you know, you're buying a plant and plants grow with different, you know, soil nutrients and blah, blah, blah. There's a whole list of things. You know, how do you control the quality? How are you making sure that it's, you know, of a certain, you know, medicinal for you, it's a medicinal quality, but how do you make sure that it's there to achieve that homeostasis? Because if not, I mean, you have severe repercussions if it's not of the best quality or the best grade, if you will, or whatever. So how are you doing that as a company, assuring that quality?
Yeah, so that is exactly the reason why Movita exists, right? I have been in business for 34 years. And the one thing, like with my Fit Life, you know, is that I never falter, never fail with my commitment to excellence within the company, right? You know, that's a big deal. So I have quality control, quality assurances for everything from the farms all the way to where it gets into the bottle. We are one of the only companies in the CBD and cannabis industry that has a true like seed to shelf like tracking, right? Like we know the chain of command from the very seed before it's even planted into the ground to the farm, to the extraction, to the formulation, to the jar, you know, to the bottling, you know, because we take care of most of it in-house, and then we have relationships with the farmers. You know, I've been working with farmers since 1987, so I actually go out to, right now our main farms are in Southern Oregon and Western Colorado, and a couple in Northern California, and I literally go out before planting in the springtime and during the fall at harvest and walk the farms, and I have dinner with the farmers. They are biodynamic farms, like beyond organic, you know, like having like living organisms in the soil. Like two of our farmers have degrees in soil management, you know, so it's like beyond organic and beyond nutritious. All of our all of the hemp is grown, the sun grown in the ground, so it gets the nutrition from the sun. You know, the plants harness it and deliver it to our bodies, right? You know, that the minerals are uptaken from the ground, you know, digested by the plant, you know, so we could utilize them in our body. You know, it's crazy. So there's certain plants used as well that have certain cannabinoid profiles, you know, for our full spectrum oils, you know, which is the ones that I need for my, like for my eyes and things like that. They have to have a specific cannabinoid profile, which I oversee. I understand the labs and everything like that. So everything is lab tested, you know, everything is grown without pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, et cetera, but it's also tested for that in the labs and tested for the cannabinoid profiles. You know, and if there's any other like kinds of heavy metals or anything like that in there. And then we have vertically integrated extraction facilities on the main farms in Oregon and Colorado. All the extractions are done to my specifications. And then I do the formulations in a certified lab, and you know, I personally oversee all of that. And then all the packaging is done within Movida, and even the shipping. So we oversee everything, and it's very, very unique, because other companies, like 99% of them, they white label and just buy off a broker, get the cheapest price they can, and just push product. You know, we are a community first company.
Okay.
People over profits.
All right. And then, so how do you go to market? Is the only way that you go to market through your website, or do you also, I mean, can I go to my local, you know, alternative health food store, or can I go to my local health and wellness store and find Movida on the shelf? Do you have wholesale and retail, or do you sell everything through your website?
We do mainly through the website. We were in some like medical supply stores and chiropractic centers, and we're in some chiropractic centers in California right now, and wellness centers, and we pulled out of the medical supply stores for right now. And what we're doing is we have people like chiropractors and wellness center owners, and then other centers of influence, like in fitness, like, you know, gyms, or just online coaches and things like that. That are, we call them performance partners, and so we provide the awesome product and support them, and then they bring their communities to us and purchase, and they earn money that way, and everybody wins. It's a community based company. Like, we have zero paid advertising.
Excellent. And then I also know that, you know, working with you in the past and looking at your products, you have, you know, all of the different ways. I mean, you have CBD that you can get in capsule form. You can get drops, topicals, full spectrum, like you were talking about, the supplements and everything else. And what I was really intrigued about is you also offer a pet product. You have products for our pets, for, you know, lowering stress, lowering, you know, helping joint pain, all that stuff. And you just so talk a little bit about that. I mean, that was, for me, was like really, really unique when we talk about, you know, helping and being holistic in our health and our family. You obviously have to include the family pet. So tell us about your pet products just briefly.
Yeah, so that's one of the things, you know, that we've always been about that, you know, like so it's, you know, CBD products for people and pets, you know, for active adults and their pets. And so we have two different formulations, one for, you know, small to medium, and one for large to extra large. But any animal that has a vertebrate has an endocannabinoid system, so they will benefit. The animals, they do best with, from what I've found, with a pure crystalline, which doesn't have the other cannabinoids. It just has the CBD, And they do very, very well off of that. And they actually love it. They enjoy it so much that they start to beg for it. It's awesome.
Excellent. Okay. And then, so, and that came, when did that come about? Was that an offshoot of as you were moving through the product and working through different formulations? I mean, when did somebody first come to you and say, oh, you know what, you should do this for my dog? Or did you have a dog or a cat that was aged? Or how did that first come about?
It was the first thing you said. So like I said, you know, we're a community first company. Not right now, obviously, but like we do public talks, you know, several of them a month. And, you know, we talk to our community constantly. And when we first came out with our product, you know, it was a 15 milligram capsule and then a comparative dropper, you know, and people were getting amazing results. And literally within the first couple of months of releasing those products, people were saying, hey, like, will this work on my dog or my cat? And, you know, it was like, hadn't tried it, you know, and we were pioneers in CBD, you know, so it was before it became like technically legal and all that kind of stuff. So there wasn't a bunch of companies out there and there wasn't easy access to it either. So I had a micro blend that was made for like juice shops and bars to infuse into drinks. And people literally started buying that. And they were also buying the other stuff. And I was like, why are you guys buying that? And they're like, oh, we're giving it to our pet. And like our community literally created the product for us, you know? So the product was called a micro blend, you know, for micro dosing into smoothies and drinks and stuff. And literally just changed the name of it to Furry Blend because it's a human formula. It's the human grade CBD. You know, we don't downgrade for pets. You know, I'm a vegan. I'm also an animal rights activist, you know, so all our products are vegan, gluten free, you know, et cetera.
So let's switch gears just a little bit then, and let's talk about the topical. So tell me, so I'm not one of those that's ever used CBD or any of the topicals. So tell me, I mean, is this, obviously it's absorbed through the skin, but what is the application? Why would I use a topical rather than just ingesting it in, you know, in my normal fitness regime? Why would I want to use a topical? Does it actually give us a targeted, like if I have a pain in my elbow or if I have inflammation or something, is there a reason why a topical is available?
Yeah, definitely. So you know, we like to say the ingestible products work from the inside out and the topicals work from the outside in, right? So I just came out with a salve that's really, really super awesome. And it's called Mend It. And you have cannabinoid receptors, your third dermal layer down, all throughout your skin, right? So that's why it works at point of contact, okay? So like, yeah, if you have pain in your elbow, if you have pain in your knee, in your ankle or something like that, and you rub it in there, you know, it'll help to soothe that, okay? So, and the same thing with like skin issues and those kinds of things as well. It helps, you know, all kinds of different things like cuts and burns and, you know, mosquito bites, all different kinds of applications that you could use it for, you know, but especially, you know, dry skin and especially like soothing, like from workouts or other kinds of discomfort that you may have. And like we have one called Rolling Relief. It's just a roller ball with a general like carrier oil and the CBD. And then we infuse some terpenes back into it, which is like the essential oil of the hemp plant. And it's really effective, but this new salve is actually, it's a holistic thing as well. You know, it's some essential oils with these herbs, these raw herbs that are soaked in there for 3 weeks, you know, at room temperature. So it keeps all the components there. Then it has the Moviva CBD in there as well. And then some other carrier oils that are really awesome for your skin. So it's actually a skin food as well as a soothing agent. So it's just amazing. But yeah, like that having those receptors, your third dermal layer down, just makes it a point of contact kind of thing.
So I know that, so like I have inflammation in my knee. I have an old injury. I played, you know, sports when I was a kid and through high school and college. And so my left knee is, you know, constantly, you know, gives me a problem. So I know that when I take my CBDs, it reduces that inflammation and that, you know, whatever that is that's going on in there, it eases that stress and pain. And I know the difference. So if I, like, for instance, if I've run out, or if I go on a business trip or whatever, and I forget to take my oils, and the next thing I know, I get home and my knee is hurting again. And my wife, you know, says, why is your knee hurting so bad? I forgot to take my oils with me when I, you know, was gone for 5 days or whatever. So I'm thinking, you know, of trying the topical, because that's never been anything for me. Cause I always thought, you know, how is that going to help? Because I need to get that inflammation out of there, you know, deep inside. So that's why it's always been an inside out for me. And then I saw your, you know, when I was looking through your website, and I was interested about the topical. So I'm glad. So if you have any feedback on any of that, guys, if you're listening right now to the sound of my voice and you have feedback on your use of CBD, and you want to, you know, take a look at this higher grade, this absolute, I mean, you should also, just all of you should just go to movidaoils.com, and that's M-O-V-I-D-A oils.com. And you should take a look throughout the entire website, but you should definitely go in and take a look at a couple of the videos. So Al has a couple of great videos on there. There's one of him speaking all about, you know, the different types of supplements and the products and his background and where he comes from. So you should definitely check that out. That's movidaoils.com, and you should take a look at it, because it's also available right there. That's where you order. If you want to try one of the topicals, you want to try one of the supplements, you want to, you know, compare this to what you're using now, or if you're new to the CBD world, if you're new to the cannabinoids, you know, and you want to actually get some information, there's also people that on the website and resources that you can learn about, the blog, of course, and then you can also chat with Al and his team to get the answers that you need. So I definitely highly recommend you take a look at that. So what's next for Movida? What's next for Al? What's next for you, brother? Where are you going from here?
Right on. So one thing you mentioned is, like, yeah, we do give free consultations to people. You know, and that's one thing that's unique about us. But what's next for us basically is, you know, we're going through this coronavirus pandemic right now, okay? And it's changing the way people are seeing things and thinking about things, and they're actually starting to think about their immune systems. You know, they might not have even heard of their immune system before. You know, now it's being constantly brought up. And you know, the way to fight off sickness and disease isn't through, you know, vaccines or band-aids, right? It's through building your immune system, you know, naturally. So that's what I have done my whole life. That's my whole life is built around that. You know, like our mission statement. Mind if I read my mission statement?
I would love for you to. Please do.
Okay, so I wrote this a few years back, and people thought it was too hardcore, but now it sort of rings true. Okay. And it says, at Movida, we know that people are suffering needlessly because of a healthcare system that has failed us and corporate giants that choose profits over people. We understand that good health is attainable through simple changes in the way we move and the way we eat. We have created products and protocols to help you get healthy, think clearly, gain confidence, and build your immune system naturally without the use of pharmaceuticals or harmful medications. So that's like who we are and what we do, kind of thing.
That's and,
right. Yeah. So thank you. So, and our community code is like what our people believe in is basically, like, I am a biohacker. I choose to achieve vibrant health naturally without the use of pharmaceuticals or harmful medications. I do not play the victim. I take responsibility for my health and happiness. I eat healthy and I exercise regularly. I use preventive care methods to maintain health. I am confident. I am powerful. I refuse to be weakened or broken down. I ask questions. I seek the truth. I take action. I lead by example. Every day I am excited to get up off the sidelines and participate in this game called life. So that's basically, yeah, you know, that's basically what we are on a mission to do now, is to help people to attain that, you know, to spread the message about, you know, alternative and holistic health, you know, achieving and, you know, health naturally without the use of pharmaceuticals or harmful medications. You know, so we're doing that through our products. And another way that I am doing it is through a free program that I just created. And it's called, I created it with another a high level fitness professional. And it's called Onboard 101. And it's a 12 module course. There's 35 videos. It's gamified. And, you know, like at the end of each module, you take a little test and you get a little award. And at the end, once you finish all 12 modules, you get a certificate that you could download, a certificate of completion. And it just gets an overall basic, like understanding of nutrition, even anatomy and physiology, like how your body works. So it'll make people excited about, you know, moving forward with that, you know, holistic health journey. You know, it's on our website. If you go on the website, you'll see and look in the menu, you'll see a button called Onboard 101, you know, menu button, and it'll take you to the site. There's an intro video, and then you could just join the program for free. And it's a self, you know, you go through it yourself and just complete it and enjoy it.
Well, we will put all those links on Inspired News Radio. So wherever you go to get your podcast, if you would just go right to the bottom of that page right now and hit subscribe for Mind Your Own Business. We are every single week. We bring you some of the greatest entrepreneurs, some of the best business people, and we have not let you down this week. There are just absolute gold nuggets here. You need to go to MovidaOils.com. That's M-O-V-I-D-A oils.com. And you need to look up about us, read about Al, understand where this man's passion is coming from and why this company is so wildly successful. And you need to understand that if this is a if this is something that you have no experience with in any way, shape, or form, then you can get on the calendar and actually get a free consultation. That is the one of the things that really separates Movida from the other companies. So get on the phone with one of the consultants and actually have a conversation about what is it that you're trying to do? What pharmaceuticals are you on now? What are your goals for health and fitness and wellness? And have you looked at and talked about some of these alternatives? And these are things that can be added to and augmenting your fitness. And then eventually our goal would be obviously to get you, you know, in a place where you don't need to have all those pharmaceuticals and all the other things, you know, your high blood pressure, your, you know, your statins and all the things that are going on with that. So of course, our always seek the advice of a licensed, you know, medical professional before changing or doing anything to your medication. But let's talk about what the things are that are out there, like CBD, like the supplements, the topicals, the oils that are available, and also for your pets. So let's do that. Let's get to MovidaOils.com and let's find out, you know, what are the best kept secrets in the health and wellness industry that you maybe never heard of? And if you're on the other side of the coin where you're already using a CBD product, or maybe you are a huge fan of CBD and some of the results that you've had, maybe it's time to have that consultation now and talk about where you're buying your product, how you're getting it, how it's grown. You know, are you going from seed to shelf all the way through that vertical integration for extraction and everything else that goes along with that Al talked about right here on Inspired News Radio? He gave you those nuggets of information. So call MovidaOils.com and actually set up a consultation and see if the product that you're having success with, maybe we can even augment that success, because you could have even a better experience, because maybe the quality is, what if the quality is only 50% and you find a product that's 50% better? How'd you like to feel 50% better than you do today with using exactly the same regime? I mean, those those are the things that just blow me away. I mean, simply just making a phone call that changes, it could theoretically change your life. So, Al, I got to tell you, what a great, great time we've spent. I can't believe this hour is almost up already. Holy mackerel. Anything you want to tell us as you know, wrapping things up here, or anything else you want to lay out for our listeners to let them know how to get a hold of you, what they should be thinking of, what's the next things, you know, where should they be going after this pandemic?
Well, that's the one thing, you know, we want to let everybody know that we understand that, you know, when you're searching for a wellness solution or, you know, CBD or whatever, you know, it can be complicated and overwhelming. There's so many choices, hard to know what product is best for you. And that's why we created the videos and we have the consultations to stop the confusion and take the hassle out of buying CBD online. And one last thing is that the consultation isn't just a one-time, you know, one and done kind of thing. If you become a client, then you get those monthly check-ins. You don't have to use them, but they're there for you. If you have questions, you need your protocol adjusted, anything, we are there for you. We are community first.
Fantastic, Al. I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so very much for being a part of our success, and we hope that we've done something to be part of your success in the future. I want to thank all of my listeners. Every week I say this, I couldn't do what I do without you, the listeners, tuning in every week, downloading our podcast, listening to what we have, and then giving us feedback. So if you want to go to MovitaOils.com, and there is a contact us page on there, absolutely there is. Just put in some information and say, hey, I heard you on Inspired News Radio on Mind Your Own Business. It was fantastic. I love your stuff. I want to get some more information, whatever it is. Don't hesitate to do that anytime. That's why we're here, is to bring you good information. You can always go to Inspired News Radio and click on the link that says Mind Your Own Business right there. And there's my smiling face along with a picture of Al. And we have this entire podcast there ready for download or streaming. Send the link to anybody that you want, anywhere in the industry, or anybody that you think would benefit from it. That's how we get new listeners. We get new listeners one show at a time, believe it or not. It's usually by word of mouth, people, you know, spreading it around, just like Al talks about. His success has all come from no outside advertising, just word of mouth. That's exactly the way it works here too. So every single week, bringing you the best that we can find for all different aspects of your life, but mostly in the business and the health and wellness industry. That's what we do every single week on Mind Your Own Business. So like I say every week, until next time, mind your own business, because nobody else is going to. Talk to you next week. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs in the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.